Here with head coach Paco Labrador of the volleyball team, taking a look at the 2009 fall season for his women. First of all, coach, we thank you for taking some time with us. Coming off a year 33-3, 16-0 in the North Coast Athletic Conference, yet another regular season title, also went on to run the table in the postseason tournament in the conference before bowing out in the second round of the NCAA tournament. Exciting things coming back again this year. You've got four strong seniors and expectations as high as always since with this volleyball program.
Yeah, they're very high. Oh, they're always going to be that way here at Wittenberg. I think this season was a long time coming. It's tough to kind of get eliminated as early as we did last year. So the off season tends to be real long when you've got that bad taste in your mouth for so long. So we're all very excited to get back on the floor and kind of get that out of the way and move on to start a new season. Get another opportunity to get into the NCAA tournament and try to win a national championship.
You have a couple of tremendous leaders returning for you, led by your setter, senior Aaron Slattery, who is going to finish amongst the all-time leaders in a number of different statistical categories when it's all said and done. She had 778 assists last year, first-team all-conference performer, NCAC tournament MVP. Talk about what she is to this program and what she means to you and the rest of the players out on the floor.
Yeah, Slattery's got a very strong personality, and she is definitely a leader. She is the one linchpin of the team. So when we're talking about commitment, when we're talking about desire, when we're talking about putting all the things together to make yourself the best possible player you can be, she's the one that we kind of want to model everybody after. She's an incredibly hard worker, and she's developed very well. So as a freshman, she came in and got a lot of playing time. But she has actually worked to improve her game. Even though she was in the starting lineup early, she has worked to become a better setter every single year, and I'm really looking forward to seeing her kind of cap off her career now, her senior year.
She'll be working in tandem with Kendall Obreza, another senior. Talk about having two seniors as setters who are going to both see some time, presumably, in the rotation.
Yeah, there's no question that's kind of comforting. I don't have to spend a whole lot of time talking to them about decisions or about options because they've run this offense enough to where I can kind of leave that in their hands and know that things are going to get taken care of. I think the hitters have a lot of confidence in them. The passers have a lot of confidence in them. So between the two of them, we've got a pretty formidable tandem of setters.
Amongst the middle hitters, they'll be setting two. One of them, an honorable mention nominee last year, Kate Sneed. Talk about her role this year. She's likely going to have to fill in some of the shoes that Jackie Williams left last year.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of a put-away player, Sneed was one of our top hitting efficiency type players, kind of like Jackie was last year. So that's what we're going to be looking for her to do, is to maintain that aggressive attack style that she has that really puts balls to the floor. We're going to try to use her in a variety of different options, and not only that offensively, but her blocking has improved quite a bit throughout her career, and so she's going to be a good defensive player at the net, holding down our blocking schemes.
And your fourth and final senior, Leslie Clark, is really one of those do-it-all kind of players out there for you. She's been the jack of all trades. Talk a little bit about Leslie and what she's going to be expected to do this year.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. She's played some right and she's played some left. And this preseason, she's actually played a little bit of libero. Her ball control in the back row is pretty good. And we also like her length and her range. Plus, she's a senior and she's been there. And so to have a libero who has that kind of confidence and has the kind of experience, big game experience, it's pretty valuable. So she's in the mix for a lot of different spots on the floor just because she's good at pretty much everything she's doing over there. And she also brings a good leadership to the floor.
You've got one junior, Amy Cox. Talk a little bit about her. And then we get into the extensive underclassmen group, led by some sophomores. Katie Sumner had a sensational freshman year. Also, Kimmy Dyer, Christine Simpson. Talk about first Amy and then some of the sophomores you expect to really grow in their second year as a collegian.
Yeah, sure. Amy is another one of those Newark Catholic workhorse type girls. She knows how to hit the weight room, and she knows how to work hard in the off season. And every summer she comes back in better shape and more prepared to play. And this summer's no exception. She's come in now, and not only does she have a great left-handed right side attack for us on the right antenna, but if we need her to set, she can come in and run a good offense as a setter as well. So she's a really nice kind of dual threat that we have. If we want to use her as a setter, or if we want to use her as a hitter, she can fill in both those roles. And with her size being 6 feet tall, it's a nice advantage for us to have. And then following her up with the sophomores, Sumner has pretty much really fought hard to get into that second middle position that was vacated by Jessica Kimball last year. And those two players are kind of similar. Jessica is a little bit shorter but quick, and the same thing with Sumner. She's a little bit shorter for a middle, but she's a fast player, and she kind of scraps around in the front row, getting balls and putting things away here and there. Christine Simpson is physically one of the more dominating players we have. She's got one of the highest jump touches on our team, great strength, and can really hold down the right side attack. She did a wonderful job for us late in the season last year in the NCAA tournament, and we're hoping we can keep that momentum going with her and her game. And Kimmy Dyer is a left side hitter for us and has focused a lot on serve receive this summer to make sure that she can hold down the back row and be able to dig and pass. So we're happy to see her doing a very good job in that role, and she's got a nice jump serve and a good hand on the ball, so we know that we're going to get good ball control from her.
You brought in a class of 10 freshmen this year. Any that you expect, I assume you expect all of them to push for playing time right out of the gate, but anyone in particular that you could see very well breaking onto the court in the first couple matches?
Yeah, it's actually, they're 10 new players, but I have 8 freshmen and 2 sophomores that transferred in from other programs. So the 2 sophomores are doing a great job for me. They're participating and they're playing exactly like you would expect a sophomore to come in. They are playing with experience, they're playing with confidence, so I'm really happy with the output that I'm getting from Hillary Monin, transfer from Thomas More, and Hannah Riley, who's transferring from Malone. So both those two players have great volleyball IQs, and we're really happy to have them on the roster. And then of the other freshmen, I mean, of those remaining 8 freshmen, every one of them I recruited because I thought that they could break into the starting lineup, just like you said. And so we're getting great work productivity out of each one of them. We have one of the tallest players that we've ever recruited in Rachel Wolverton as a middle. She's 6'2", and just a very dominating force at the net. And then we have one of the smallest players we've ever recruited with Christina Jaline, who was a libero from Cincinnati, who is doing a great job in the back row for us as well. So it's kind of fun to see those two together, the 5'4 Jaline and the 6'2 Wolverton peppering.
Taking a look at the schedule, it's once again going to be one of the more rigorous ones in all of Division III. It kicks off on September 1st when you guys travel down to Cedarville to take on the Yellow Jackets for a 7 p.m. start. But beginning with that match, it gets no easier. You guys have the border battle again, the 18th and the 19th. We'll talk about that in just a moment. But you also have trips to Ohio Northern as well as to Heidelberg for 3 very difficult matches before wrapping up the season with a trip down to Texas to take on the likes of Wisconsin Oshkosh, Juniata, and then the host Trinity, Texas. Talk about setting up this non-conference schedule, because clearly you guys want to be playing the best teams in the country.
Yeah, there's two points there. We want to be playing the best teams in the country, but you'll also notice we're playing the best teams in the country in their home gyms. So we want to be the best road team we can possibly be going into the NCAA tournament. I have a sneaking suspicion that the best the teams that are going to get through that first few rounds of the NCAA tournament have to be able to compete in front of a hostile crowd and have to be able to overcome all sorts of obstacles in order to really get past the first few rounds. So I set up our season that way, so that we're going to test ourselves and we're going to train and we're going to prepare for how to react and how to respond when we go into other teams' home arenas and they're ready to battle it out with us. So not only is it very, very competitive, trying to see some of the best teams in the nation, but it's also competitive on their home turf.
The border battle, once again, the staple in the middle of that schedule. You bring in a quartet of teams from Michigan. Actually, it is 3 this year from Michigan, and then you have a total of 5 teams, including yourselves, playing from the state of Ohio. Talk about some of the new faces. We've seen Hope and Calvin before, but bringing Mount Union in this year.
Yeah, Mount Union is been steadily improving. Leanne Matesik is the head coach over there, who's the older sister of an ex-setter of ours, Sarah Matesik, who's now working in admissions here at Wittenberg, and good friends with her, and I know that she understands the game. She used to be a GA at Miami University like I was, and so that team has been improving steadily throughout the few years, and I think they're going to be a force to be reckoned with in Ohio. So you know, my whole goal for the border battle is to try to pick some of the top teams in Ohio to represent us as well as we can as a state, and Mount Union was a pretty clear choice to help us out.
As far as taking a look at the conference slate, you guys have a new format this year in some respects. You're turning to NCAC Power Weekends, which for those who aren't familiar, it will involve a couple of different host sites, Earlham and Allegheny hosting what essentially will be just a tournament where you're going to see lots of matches played in a very short amount of time. Talk about your thoughts on the new format and really the ways it'll benefit your program.
Sure. The new Power Weekends are great because with the way the double round robin works in the past, a lot of the allotted competition dates that we were given were being used up by conference matches. And so I was left with just six free days to compete outside of our conference against the, you know, the other teams in the region or other teams in the nation. Well, with this Power Weekend system, we get to kind of save a few of those competition dates and use them towards other matches. So we went from six free dates to 10 free dates. And it's wonderful for my scheduling. It allowed me to go down to Trinity at the end of the year. It's allowed me to be able to go to Heidelberg in the middle of October. And it's allowed me to go to Mount St. Joe earlier in the year. So these free weekends that the Power Weekends have freed up are going to be great for our competitive schedule, while at the same time, having all nine NCAC tournament or NCAC teams in the same gym for the same weekend battling it out, I think that's kind of a neat environment. I think it's kind of cool to see everybody in under one roof going after each other and seeing who can come out the best on that weekend.
Team was picked ninth according to the AVCA preseason poll. I know we've talked in the past about what you think of the preseason poll. It usually means where your team finished up last year, and you really haven't necessarily made a full evaluation of where the teams currently are. But obviously top 10 in the country has to feel pretty good. It's a nice thing to get your women motivated heading into the season.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think our team, as does everybody on our staff, think that we have the best team in the nation. And so we think that we're about eight spots short. But the truth is we have to prove that, and we have to kind of demonstrate that in front of the poll voters to make sure that they know that we are the best team in the nation. There's a lot to be done to make sure that we can get over some of the teams that are up there. I mean, Emory brings back a solid program, and Laverne brings back a solid program. Ohio Northern is always going to be tough in our region. And the truth is, I think that this whole Great Lakes region is going to be pretty highly ranked come the end of the season, with Calvin and Hope and Mount Union are all spectacular programs. Mount St. Joe is a spectacular program as well. So I'll be interested to see how that poll pans out towards the end of the year, and I got a feeling the Great Lakes region is going to be really well represented.
Your team not only doing it on the court, they've done it off the court yet again. They are the best amongst the women's sports here at Wittenberg University in terms of team GPA. And with that, they also earned their ninth AVCA Academic Award. Talk a little bit about that. Obviously, it has to make you very pleased as a coach to see them come and put in the time on the court and then still be able to go and get it done in the classroom.
Yeah, I'm very proud of them for their GPA. It's a lot of time commitment to be on a national caliber team like it is here at Wittenberg. And so I'm happy that they've been able to find the time management skills and the organizational skills to be able to commit the kind of effort that they do to me, while at the same time commit more effort to getting great grades. It makes my life so much easier when I don't have to spend time of my day making sure that the players are going to classes, making sure that the players are getting good grades and turning in papers. I can use that time, instead of doing that, to prepare for our opponents, to plan a good practice, to do those types of things, which really helps them be a successful program. So I think they understand how being a good academic program will also parlay into being a good volleyball program.
One more question, Coach. You have a new face on the staff this year, a former Kent State Golden Flash. Laura Jensen joins your staff. Talk about what she brings to the program and what you expect from her this season.
Yeah, JJ is her nickname, and she was a libero at Kent State, and the bottom line is she is a ball control guru. She understands the game from a back row perspective. She plays some spectacular defense and can teach that skill. She is a good serve receiver as well and can teach that skill as well. She's young and has a lot of energy and is really enthusiastic about the sport and about the team, and so we're happy to have her around to shore up that aspect of our training here, while at the same time she was a club coach up in the Northeast Ohio area, so she's very familiar with the club and JO circuit that's going on. So from a recruiting standpoint, She's also going to be a very helpful addition to just bringing in the best possible kids we can. So I'm really excited to have her around, and she's and the team is excited to have her, and she's already kind of made her mark with setting a standard of excellence that we're going to have from a back row perspective this season at Witt.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you taking some time with us and wish you the best of luck this season.
Oh, thanks. Anytime.
As head coach Paco Labrador of the volleyball team taking a look at the 2009 fall season here on the Tiger Sports Network.